Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. This morning, we'll talk with the head of the food pantries for the Capital District, Natasha Pernicka, our dear friend, about their new partnership with Field Goods. That's F-I-E-L-D, Field Goods. And we're also going to talk with founder president Donna Williams, who talks about Field Goods and their collection of participants' donations for fresh produce grown at the 60 small farms in the Field Goods network and delivers the produce to the food pantries for the Capital District. Also talk with one of the farmers. Liz Newman is founder of the Sylvia Center, owner of Catchkey Farms and Kinderhook and Great Performances, which is a New York City catering company. So we welcome Liz Newman, we welcome Natasha Pernicka, and we welcome Donna Williams all to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So let us begin with you, Natasha, because it always just seems appropriate. And I believe it's in our contract with one another.
I like that.
So how did this partnership come about and why is this partnership important?
Well, I was thrilled. I'm actually a Field Goods customer. It's great. I met Donna through some collaborative efforts in the community, and she had an idea, and she came to me and said, hey, food pantries need more produce, and I have an idea of how we might be able to work together and partner to get more produce out to the food pantries.
So simple as that.
As simple as that.
Okay. So what is the amount of produce and what is the availability and how are you able to sustain all of this?
Well, what happened was one of our corporate customers, we deliver to businesses from New Jersey, Central Albany, all over the place, had come to us and said, hey, can you help us help our employees get donated food to food pantries? You know, we'd really like to do that. And we know that produce is a hard thing for people to get to food pantries, and we know that that's what people are looking for. So I came up with this idea, which was to simply place the food pantry items on our website, and our customers can order them. We buy them from the farmers. We deliver them to the Capital District food pantries, and it's all one great big win-win.
Excellent. So give us a sense now, Donna, of how Liz is involved in all of this and fits into this equation.
Well, Liz I've known for a number of years, and we buy from her farm, Catchkey Farm, and we work with Sylvia Center, which does fabulous work that Liz can tell you more about in terms of educating young people on how to eat better and integrate produce into their diet. So I thought she would be fabulous to come and talk to us here too because of her work as well as the importance that education plays in our overall health and wellness in our society and how critical it is, particularly in the area of eating healthier food.
So Liz, talk to us a little bit about this participation and the importance of farms providing these resources that ultimately end up on the plates of food pantry customers.
You know, when we think about food pantry, we also think about food insecure families and enhancing the connection and the desire within these families, the children, adults, for healthy local food. And we're sort of, we come at the problem from a little bit of a different angle. I'd like to think maybe we help create demand because by teaching youth, teenagers, and in family settings as well, how to use fresh produce and how, and in turn they discover how delicious it tastes, it strengthens the connection and the desire because to have broccoli delivered to your home or to get it to your pantry and to look at it as an alien vegetable and something that is yucky doesn't help. So what we're doing is in all of our family-friendly and appropriate meals that we're teaching these children how to cook, we're incorporating local seasonal vegetables, but we're totally changing the relationship between our eaters and this produce.
Now, Natasha, so talk about how this all ends up into the pipeline for the food pantries, 60 food pantries in the Capital District. and how it is distributed and how that works.
Sure. So the Food Pantries for the Capital District is a coalition of more than 60 food pantries here in the Capital Region. And I think people are, I'm going to start with the numbers because I think people are often shocked that there's more than 47,000 people who are visiting food pantries right here in our own region. It's about 1 in 20 people are visiting food pantries for food assistance every year. And there's even more people who are struggling with food insecurity, and we're trying to reach them as well. But so there's a lot of people using food pantries. We recently did a survey this year, and we were asking food pantry patrons, what are the things that are most needed? And obviously, it's, you know, canned goods and shelf staples. Look in your own kitchen and open your own pantry. What do you have there? You know, obviously, people need that. But one of the areas that the patrons are really looking for more of is fresh foods. So that does include meats and dairy, but also produce. And almost all of the food pantries, the vast majority of them, do provide fresh produce. But one of the challenges is that a lot of pantries are run by volunteers, and the capacity for them to drive, to pick up fresh produce, to store fresh produce can be challenging. We can do it, but it's not a strength in the food pantry system. So this is a great partnership for us because Field Goods drops off the produce right at our office, and we have box trucks on the road daily taking food, delivering it directly to the pantries, who can then put it right out for the patrons. And it really helps solve a lot of the challenges that we have in dealing with fresh produce in the food pantry system.
It's an interesting thing because you are used to things in boxes and cans, and suddenly you have something with some fragility to it, and that has to make its way, which is very important, of course.
Yeah, so that's one of our strengths, is being a distributor, because it gets it quickly from the source. And in this case, Field Goods is dropping it directly at our office, and then we directly take it out to the pantries that are on our route for that day. And the items that we're getting so far, potatoes, onions, apples, and green beans, those are things that are staples for a lot of people. And they're also items that are a little bit easier to store as well. So it's really great to get these donations. I think it's a great opportunity because the customers and the farmers that work with Field Goods can feel good with Field Goods.
That's why I spelled it at the beginning, right?
About it, and it makes it easy to get it right out to the people in need and to their tables.
Yeah, and it's really working well for our farmers because we can select items that they have excess of, but we actually pay them, so they're not donating it, so the money's going back into the local community again. And people, they can purchase a two pounds of potatoes for a dollar, so you can make a lot of little donations in a really effective way because the farmers come to us every week, and then we've got a huge facility, we can hold on to it and distribute it to the Capital District food pantries as they need it.
I want to get to Liz again here in a second, but this whole idea, of course, of supply and demand, is that ever an issue? That there is more demand than there is supply of what you have?
No, the kind of items that we're giving them, we've got plenty of. We can keep sourcing them, and there's a lot of produce out there that could get into the hands of people in need.
Now, Liz, as a farmer, do you now, with partnerships like this, with food pantries and other groups, do you keep that in your mind when you're planning your crops for the future?
Absolutely. And it's really interesting because what Donna does is this facilitator is so important to have that conversation with farmers. And our farm manager, Bob Walker, is always in touch with Donna to see what they're looking for. But in all honesty, what makes it work so well is that it's a two-way street, because there's times that we will unexpectedly have a surplus of something, and then Donna can put it into the system. I really want to be Donna, because she is able to facilitate not only to the pantry side, but she works with us in our program at the Sylvia Center, helping us put together take-home boxes for our students to start to integrate some of the produce into their lives at home from a totally different direction.
There's a part of all of us who want to be Donna.
Except for
now,
Donna sometimes.
So let me get to the most important part of all of this, which is, oh, by the way, you really need fruits and vegetables. This is so important in what you're doing, Natasha, of feeding people who come to the food pantries in the Capital District, that this is the food that they need. This is very important. That is often a missing part of the diet that now can be introduced.
A lot of people don't incorporate fresh foods into their diet on a regular basis because they might not have access. They might not have transportation to a regular grocery store, or they might view fresh produce as too expensive, or they're so busy working multiple jobs that taking the time to cook can be challenging. This summer, we had a really amazing opportunity with we were distributing produce at a site, and a woman almost cried when she received a bag of fresh produce and said, my husband is going to be so thrilled. We never have fresh produce. And it was really, really heartwarming and inspiring to realize that this food is going to people who are so grateful for it.
You know, I always ask this question when we're talking about this subject. Because there's times I don't ask it, and I don't ask it because I think that it's the answer is somewhat obvious. But then when I don't ask it, people get mad at me. So I'll ask it, which is, so what do you do in the wintertime? And then in the sense of that you have and I think it's important to point this out, and I'm hoping you'll help me do this, both you and Liz, of the supply that you have, that of course things are more plentiful in the summer, and yet this is a supply chain that is year-round.
Well, what we do at Field Goods is in the wintertime, we deliver frozen local produce. In fact, the green beans that the food pantries are getting are part of that. They're from a local farm in Columbia County. We do root vegetables. We do greenhouse products. And
right.
Then product that comes from high tunnels, which are unheated greenhouses, more or less. And surprisingly, you can get a lot of greens into the winter and then again in the spring that way. And, you know, it's funny, I was just writing, delivering rutabagas this week. And did you know that the rutabaga has 50% of your vitamin C requirements? So, you know what? Before Florida was around, that's how people survived. You
know, I did not know that.
There you go.
But because you don't think of it as a citrusy thing,
right,
which I thought was always the vitamin C part.
Right.
So, I love rutabagas, though.
Well, there you go.
I'd like to jump in because my third head is in my catering world here in New York City. And, we highlight just the storage vegetables, storage crops through the winter when people want to eat local, because what did people do 60 years ago? And it's so interesting to see the farmers changing with the time. If people demand it, we'll grow it.
Yep.
So the technology, the innovation on the side of the farmers to meet the demand for year-round local foods has just accelerated, you know, unbelievably. Farmers used to have the winter off, and that was kind of like not a bad thing, but it's really changed to almost 12-month growing.
Well, we have three women here who are making a difference in food insecurity, health, and local agriculture. Natasha Pernicka is executive director of the food pantries for the Capital District. Donna Williams is founder of Field Goods. And Liz Newman is founder of the Sylvia Center, owner of Ketchke Farms, and Great Performances, the catering company in New York City. My thanks to all three of you for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure. We're going to have links to all of your organizations, and you can find out more information on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.